Saylor says Strategy selling Bitcoin before year end is not unlikely. Michael Saylor, executive chairman of Strategy, told reporters that it is not unlikely the company could sell some of its Bitcoin holdings before the end of 2026. The comment was first relayed by Cointelegraph on May 23, 2026, source, and represents a notable shift in tone from the executive who has spent 5 years insisting Strategy would never part with a coin. The remark landed during a broad crypto sell-off. Bitcoin was trading at 74,618 as of May 23, 2026, down 3.3% on the day and 4.5% over the past week, with the Fear and Greed Index at 33, fear. Ether sat at $2,027, off 4.3% in 24 hours. A change in posture, not a confirmed sale. Saylor did not say Strategy will sell, and he did not put a number on what a sale might look like. Not unlikely is a careful phrase. It moves the company from never to maybe, which is the part of the spectrum where treasury policy and tax decisions usually live. Strategy holds the largest corporate Bitcoin position on record, accumulated over 5 years through equity issuance, convertible debt, and at-the-market sales. The previous public posture, repeated in shareholder letters and on earnings calls, was that the Bitcoin position is a long-duration treasury reserve and not a trading book. Saylor himself coined the phrase diamond hands in reference to the position and has said publicly that he plans to bequeath his personal Bitcoin to a charitable trust rather than sell. The new framing does not contradict any of that. A finite tactical sale is different from a strategic reversal. But the market is reading the shift in tone, not the legal precision of the words. The macro context matters. Saylor's comment did not come in a vacuum. Bitcoin has shed roughly 4.5% over the past week, and equity ETFs, tracking spot BTC, have seen rotation out of Bitcoin and Ether and into select alt ETFs over the past several sessions. The broader risk picture is heavier. U.S. banks are sitting on 306B in unrealized losses on their securities books, and macro stress has been the dominant narrative for the past 2 weeks. Volatility, by contrast, has been compressed. Bitcoin's implied VOL recently fell to a 7-month low, an unusual setup heading into a stretch of macro risk. A corporate seller in this environment matters more than it would during a strong tape. Strategy's Bitcoin position is large enough that even a modest sale, if telegraphed in advance, becomes a market signal in its own right. That is part of why Saylor has historically refused to speculate on sales at all. Plausible reasons for a tactical sale. Several plausible reasons exist for a tactical sale that fall well short of a strategic reversal. The first is balance sheet management. Strategy carries convertible debt with fixed coupons. If the equity finance window narrows, selling a slice of Bitcoin to service obligations or de-risk the capital structure is cheaper than dilution at depressed share prices. The second is tax planning. Year-end 2026 is a natural point at which to crystallize gains or losses against the firm's other tax positions. Saylor has previously walked through complex tax strategies on shareholder calls, and the framing before the end of 2026 hints at the timeline rather than a price target. The third is buyback funding. Strategy's share price has tracked, but at times diverged from the implied value of its Bitcoin holdings. A sale that funds buybacks at a NAV discount would be a defensible capital allocation move, not a vote of no confidence in Bitcoin. None of these are confirmed. They are the menu of explanations consistent with not unlikely, but well short of we are selling. Read for tone, not for guidance. The most useful thing about Saylor's comment is what it removes, not what it adds. Markets have priced Strategy's Bitcoin position as effectively immobilized supply. Saylor has now stated on record that some portion of it could be mobilized within 7 months. That is not the same as a sale, but it is the first public crack in the never sell narrative. Whether the eventual answer is zero coins or a few thousand, the framing has already shifted.